Chap Light been talking right now with IKM Manning head cross country coach Robert Cass, who is entering his 30th season as the head coach with the Wolves. And coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you. How you doing?
It's going well. Excited for another school year and excited for another year of cross country. Really kind of looking forward to it. Both Coach Skeen and I are excited to get the season rolling, and I think kids are too.
And you got some really good-looking groups coming in for you this year, Coach. Very much a successful program last year, and it has been for a long time. But you're bringing back some good groups. You're pretty excited about this year. How has kind of the early part of getting the kids in shape? Did most of the kids come in having run some this summer and ready to go?
Yeah, some came in running, you know, quite a bit. You know, there's some that have come in, you know, didn't run quite as much as they maybe should have, but we're kind of moving forward. We met a few times this summer, and now we're well into our third week of practice, and things are going well. So we've been training hard, working to improve and getting into shape. I have a few kids that are really new to the sport, so kind of trying to gradually increase their miles. And then, again, we have the kids with a lot of experience as well. So, you know, pushing those guys and girls a little harder as they're more experienced. Distance runners.
Third week into practice, I'm assuming you and the kids both probably chomping to get to a meet here soon?
Yeah, I have mentioned it a couple times already this week. I said, I know we're kind of in the grind. We've been having morning practices because of the weather, and I think they're getting tired of morning practices. You know, even I am as well. I kept telling them, you know, hey, first meet's not far away. It's next week, so... And actually having some of this warm weather is not a bad thing, is because our first few meets can always be real warm as well. You never know where you're going to have that heat. So, so we're off to a good start, and we're ready to get that first meet in and kind of see where we're at. And then they can kind of see there's a purpose to their training of what we're doing.
You and I were chatting. I was saying I don't recall. We've had three area schools scheduled to be in meet so far this week. All three have been postponed, of course, because of the heat. But you said, you know, as you just mentioned, you can have hot meets and hot weeks at the beginning of every cross-country season.
Yeah, like last year at Loma, it was pretty brutal. And actually, one of my athletes had kind of a heat exhaustion. That was the first time in 29 years of coaching I ever had an athlete taken from a meet in an ambulance. So that was a little bit stressful. But I preach to the kids, too, about hydration, and it's not just hydration at practice. It's hydration at night. It's hydration during the school day, and you have to hydrate. So we really kind of emphasize that. So, yeah, we'll probably have a couple hot meets again this year. We always seem to, so...
Coach, let's talk. Let's start with the boys. It's the bigger group that you have this year. You've got some really good depth there. You've got some guys that were part of a team that made it to state a year ago and had some success there. Lane Sam's probably the leader of that. But talk about this boys team and the depth that you have this year.
We have 12 boys out. Lane Sam, Abe Polzine, Kesh, Kuhn, and Camden Morris are all returning returning athletes that were a part of the top seven that ran at the state meet. And then we have Ryan Germer, Josiah Connor, Nathaniel Connor, Isaac Blankman, Hunter Julin, Miles Nusbeck, Chaz Mulbauer, and Merrick Stride. They're also out this year as well. So Lane and Merrick are doing dual participation. And, you know, and that's not very easy. I mean, they're trying to get their runs in on their own, and then also they go to football practice. And some days we'll meet in the morning, or an athlete will meet them, and because Lane's going to be pretty busy on the football field, you know, on both sides of the ball, I think, for this year. So I'm excited for the boys team. Obviously, our goal is to get back to state again. Lane was actually an individual qualifier last year.
Yep.
We made it as a team, but he also got in that top 10 to qualify as an individual. So I'm knowing he's got that as a goal he set for himself. So I'm excited to see what the boys can do.
You've had some guys that have done the dual, playing football and cross country in the past. So I get the sense you and the football coaches probably used to this and know how to work together to get what's best for the kids.
Yep. Yep. We just kind of cooperate, and yeah, it's never been a problem, you know, sharing athletes. So, yep, so it's gone well.
How many of the boys have that opportunity to maybe see some of the varsity meets and make it into that, you know, top six, top seven guys?
You mean how many have the ability to do that?
Yeah.
You know, really, they all have the ability to do that. It just kind of depends on how they develop and how the season goes. And you never know with running. There's always the injury things you got to be careful of, you know, that come up. So, you know, they all have the ability to do that. It's just a matter of how it all plays out and how things progress.
What do you think the strength of this boys team will be?
I think we'll have the ability to run as a pack and have our pack come in as close together as possible. But I just tell the kids, this is both the girls and the guys, I say, you can't slow down to stay with the pack. If you can go faster, go as fast as you can, and then the pack has to keep up, you know. And if they can't, they're just doing what they can do to run the best they can. But I do think we'll have a tight pack developed for our front seven runners, whoever those might end up being, because I've seen it in practice already.
Have you seen a few guys separate themselves a little bit, or, as you said, a lot of pack running? Is it pretty much everybody kind of running as a group for the most part?
Kind of. Yeah, there's some days they're running as a group. But I, again, tell them, you know, our fastest runner shouldn't be running the same long, slow distance basis, you know, one of our slower runners. It's just the way it is. You got to push yourself as much as you can. So, I mean, I encourage that pack mentality in meets, but at the same point, you got to run your race. And if we have a tight, close pack where they all come in close together, that's great. But we never slow down, so we can stay with a pack.
Coach, let's flip over to the girls. Probably a lot of the things the same there as far as what the expectations are this year, but smaller group, Reagan Garrison, Emily Albertson, Taylor Beckendorf, Olivia Robinson. We'll see how much Anna Stengel can do. She's going to be doing volleyball as well. And then I'm going to let you say the last name, but you have a foreign exchange student from Italy named Emma on the team this year that I'm assuming probably has some experience running.
Yeah, her name is Emma Reginato. She's from, hopefully I said that right. I think I did. and she's a foreign exchange student from Italy. Really new to running. She didn't really know what cross country was totally about. So then I asked her, well, have you ever ran in track? And she says, no, I haven't. But she's pretty athletic, and I'm excited for her. She's worked really hard, very a pleasure to work with so far. And I haven't scared her away from the sport yet. So she seems to be handling it well, and she's really increased her miles from where she was experience-wise. So she's doing well.
And this team, there's some state experience there as well. I know Emily Albertson hoping to get back this year there. But what do you like about this girls' group?
You know, as far as returning girls that were returning after competing last year in state, Taylor Beckendorf qualified as an individual last year as well. And then as a team, we qualified in Reagan and Emily, Reagan Garrison and Emily Albertson. They were obviously on the team running at state last year. Mm-hmm. And obviously, yeah, the goal is to get individuals back to state again. But then, of course, hopefully we can get the girls team back as well. And then Olivia Robinson, a junior, coming back from a hip injury. And she's really been doing a good job working back gradually. Yesterday we had a track workout. Or not yesterday, Monday we had a track workout, and she ran pretty much most of that track workout. And then Anna Stengel's doing dual participation for volleyball and cross country. You know, she was out for track last year, and she ran some 800s for the track coaches there. I'm looking forward to hopefully her being able to manage that dual participation as well. So excited for the girls team as well. Kind of some of the same philosophy as far as trying to run as a pack if we can, and still push yourself individually as much as you can as well on the girls' side. So big goals and hopes for the girls. As well this season, and looking forward to that group as well.
Coach, I know that the small number is probably a concern for you for the girls' team, but what are you happy about with this group, and where do you think the strengths will be?
I think they are definitely a team that gets along very well. They're very supportive, they've worked very hard. That's definitely a strength. They've improved a lot from when they were younger, so that was definitely... I want to see that continued improvement. And all the runners, I told them the other day, I said, your goal is always personal improvement. And then, you know, that's always our goal. And then hopefully our ultimate goals are getting people to state and qualifying teams to state again this year. And that's kind of the ultimate goal. But it's always personal improvement for all these athletes, getting better. Because each year you run the same courses pretty much. They don't change them very often. And then you can look at last year's time and see how much you improved compared to the season before.
You mentioned the schedule. Doesn't change a whole lot. You start over at Loma on August the 31st, a Thursday. How do you like the schedule? Are there certain courses you think set up better for the boys or certain courses you think set up better for the girls this year?
No, not one that really sticks out. It just kind of varies on the course. We had the same meet this year as we had last year. We are dropping the Panorama meet. And we're adding in another meet at ACGC. So the kids always have their favorite courses and their least favorite courses that they do or don't like for a variety of different reasons. And then we host our own meet on Thursday, September 28th. We host our Invitational. I think we have 12 teams coming up for that at the end of September. Kids are always excited about that. We added that, I think, 3 years ago.
Yep.
And they like running at our home course.
Well, Coach, it's fun to catch up with you. Appreciate you helping us with Media Day the other day, and looking forward to what should be a great season for the Wolves and cross country for both the girls and the boys. So best of luck this upcoming season, and thanks for all the time here today.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Robert Cast again with the IKM Manning cross country teams.